Good evening, sleep friends. Welcome back to Fairy Tale Friday. Hoping that you will end the weekday on a positive note so that you can have the inner peace and calm that you need so that you can have a good night rest. You definitely need your relaxation, especially at this time. So do ensure that your breathing is slow, deep, and even, so that all the muscle tensions accumulated throughout the day can ease up, and you can feel that deep sense of soothing relaxation. Tonight, I will be reading a fairy tale from China that is entitled, There is No Silver Buried Here. Long, long ago, when there was less noise and more greenery on the banks of the Li River, a poor fisherman named Zhang San went out every night in his leaky old boat. It might seem strange to fish at night, but Zhang was not your usual kind of fisherman. He did not use a net or a rod and line. Instead, he used trained birds known as cormorants. Cormorant fishing is best done at night. So every evening, Zhang lit a lantern and hung it from the prow of his boat. Then, with his clever birds perched beside him, he rowed out into the soft darkness of the river. When Zhang judged he'd reached a likely spot, he released the cormorants. The flickering light from his lantern lured teeming shoals of river carp, for which the shallow Li River was famed, up to the surface. The cormorants knifed through the water, snapping up fish. The birds gulped the tiddlers down easily enough, but brought the whoppers back to the boat, where Zhang collected them in shivering, silvery piles. In this unusual way, he caught enough carp to sell in the market and provide a modest income. Zhang was a simple man, but he loved his birds dearly and took very good care of them. He tried to treat them all equally, but from the moment that he first began working with Kuai, there was only one bird for him. No cormorant had ever learned his craft as quickly as Kuai did, nor had any bird ever had such a wise and understanding eye. We will go far together, Kuai, you and I, said Zhang. The first time he took Kuai fishing. It might seem crazy to talk to a bird, but on these long, lonely nights on the river, Zhang used to have long conversations with his cormorants. In any case, Zhang was right. Kuai was a masterful fisher. He caught 5 times as many fish as the rest of the birds put together. Very soon, the few copper coins that Zhang took home every morning from the market became silver coins instead. This had never happened before. At first, Zhang was delighted at his newfound wealth, but soon he began to worry. "I spent all night on the river," he said to Kuai. "But what if someone steals my money while I'm away? I can't take the coins with me because they would weigh down the boat. But I can't spend them all at once either." This was true. Zhang was a man of very simple tastes. Kuai didn't answer, but dived into the black water. A few seconds later, he emerged proudly with yet another fat carp lodged in his throat. As the silver piled up, Zhang's money worries grew more troubling. Soon, he had more than 300 silver pieces sitting in a box under his bed. Sometimes it kept him from sleeping. After a few months, he had grown pale and tired, worn out by his dilemma. "My friend Wang Er, the pig farmer, made an auspicious remark today," said Zhang, as he rode out into the river. "He wondered what I was planning to do with all the money I was saving." Kuai, sitting on the edge of the boat, seemed to shake his head in a world-weary fashion. "I quite agree, Kuai," said Zhang. "Wang Er can be greedy. The temptation of my money might be too much for him." "You are right. I must do something about the money soon." Watching the bird carefully, Zhang thought he saw Kuai nod in agreement. On the river, Zhang was an expert. He knew every current and rock, the mood of the fish, and how things changed with the weather and the seasons. But away from the water, it was another story. Zhang was about as at home on dry land as a carp in the desert, and he was uncomfortably aware of this. So he knew he needed to be especially careful how he stored his money. Early the next morning, after he had put his cormorants in the shed where they roosted, he snuck out into his garden and dug a deep hole beneath a cherry tree. Then he buried his box of silver coins as quickly as he could, hoping that Wang Er wasn't watching. Just to be on the safe side, he added one final cunning touch. Taking a piece of wood, he wrote on it, "300 pieces of silver are not buried here. And he nailed it to the trunk of the tree. Thoroughly satisfied with his morning's work, Zhang went to bed and dreamed his first untroubled dream in months. When he awoke towards sunset, he went outside to check that all was well. He was horrified to see the ground beneath the cherry tree had been dug up, and his box of silver was gone. Written on the tree was a new line: Wang Er did not steal 300 coins. For the rest of the chilly night, rowing along the river with his birds, Zhang was both distraught and terribly puzzled. He tried to work out who had stolen his money by talking to Kuai. Wang Er would have been the first man I suspected, he said. But it is quite clear that he is innocent. The sign told me as much. I wonder which rogue has taken them. Kuai fixed Zhang with that quizzical bird look, which seemed to say that the world was strange and vast, and filled with untold mysteries. I know, Kuai, I know, said Zhang. You birds are much better than people. The fishing was not good that night, and Zhang returned to his mooring an unhappy man. He was surprised to discover Wang Er waiting for him on the bank. That's funny, said Zhang to himself. What can he want? Good morning, Zhang, said Wang. I have a surprise for you. From behind his back, he produced the stolen box of silver. Incredible, cried Zhang, delighted. But tell me, how did you catch the thief? You are surprised, Wang Er blinked, utterly astonished. Did you not guess who had taken it? He left you a big clue. I have no idea, said Zhang. It is a great mystery to me, and I still can't fathom how the rogue knew where to dig either. How on earth did you catch him? How did I catch him? Wang Er began to chuckle, then to laugh, and then his laughter turned to uncontrollable roars of amusement. With his body shaking, he had to sit down on the bank to recover. Zhang and the cormorants watched this display with amazement. He is quite crazy because he spends all his time with pigs, whispered Zhang to Kuai. But I am grateful to the fellow, so I will not tell anyone he has lost his wits. He waited patiently for Wang Er to stop laughing. You were going to tell me how you caught the thief, he said when his friend had regained his composure. It was a struggle, said Wang Er, fighting off another wild attack of the chuckles. I had to look deep inside myself to find the truth. He giggled again. I searched far and wide, but the answer was right there, staring me in the face all along. To catch the culprit, all I had to do was look in the mirror. In the mirror, said Zhang. So you found him with magic? That's very clever. Wang looked up at Zhang with a look of complete amazement on his face. My friend, I do know the thief was trying to help you.
He was, said Zhang.
Stealing a man's silver is a strange way to go about helping. It seems to me that the only person helping me was you, Wang Er.
That's because I was the thief, said Wang Er with a defeated sigh.
You, Zhang's mouth gaped wide like one of his carp.
But,
Wang Er patiently waited for his friend to work it all out. This took some time. He watched a number of expressions pass across Zhang's face. Bafflement, puzzlement, wonderment, and at last, a smile.
So, you did it to help me, said Zhang.
Ha! I understand everything now.
I hope so, Wang Er got up and put his arm around Zhang's shoulders.
Now, my friend, would you like some breakfast? As the sun rose above the misty river, the two men tied up the boat and carried the box of money back to Zhang's house.
Dear sleep friends, I do hope that you enjoyed the fairy tale for tonight. May you have sweet dreams tonight and a very sound sleep. Till the next Fairy Tale Friday, good night for now.